many years ago when I started out, that's like around 2004, somebody told me that girls like Merlot. So I thought, okay, I've got to start making Merlot. I made a few and I realized that I don't like Merlot. So Merlot is supposed, if you listen to everybody, it's supposed to be this nice, soft, elegant wine, and it's actually not in South Africa. If you buy grapes from Merlot vineyards and you try and make something, I struggled a lot because most of the spots is not suited for Merlot. They don't ripen completely, the tannins are harsh, and the wines are green. So I stopped making Merlot for many years. And during 15 years of not making it, I tasted a lot of Merlot, and I realized that if I find Merlot that's planted on weathered granite soil, decomposed granitic soil, then I normally like the wines. And then I realized that my area has got lots of decomposed granitic soil. That's where my cellar is situated at. The best Merlot vineyard in the country, apparently, grows as you enter the farm at my winery, literally 100 meters from my winery. And I drove past it every day and never really realized it. And anyway, so then I started looking at different Merlot vineyards. And in harvest 2021, this one friend of mine, he's a winemaker, phoned me up and said, Peter, my tank's full. I've got this Merlot vineyard up in the mountain. And I know of that vineyard at the time. And he knew that I was looking for some good Merlot. And he said, do you want to buy a ton of this Merlot? Now, this block, if you basically take Somerset West, the side of Stellenbosch that faces the direction of Stellenbosch, on that line, high in the mountain, as high as you can go, the very, very top vineyard is a Merlot vineyard. That section of the mountain is unique because that's weathered granite, decomposed granitic soil, where the other pieces of the mountain is more clay, weathered shale soil than granite. So I knew immediately I got to buy some of this. So I said, okay, I will help you out this year, but then you've got to help me every year with a little bit. It doesn't have to be a lot. One ton is enough for me, but just a little bit of that Merlot. So he agreed to that. So now every year I get a bit of that Merlot. Like I said, weathered granite, high in the mountain. It's a trellised vineyard. It just did well straight off the bat. That's the style of Merlot I like. We use new oak on that. You have to be careful with a wine like that because new oak dominates Merlot quickly. Merlot's got this ability, or that block of Merlot's got the ability to show wood easily. So where if I use oak on another, I can use the same amount of oak on another vineyard. The wine will absorb that oak better than this Merlot. So we use a little bit less new oak on this wine. We use a little bit, but not too much. Make 1,000 bottles of it every year. I call it ISA 42, ISA 42, because the very first Merlot I've ever had in my portfolio was called ISA 42. And I bottled it in a similar bottle to the first Merlot and label it in a similar way than the very, very first Merlot we've ever made.